Well, Matt's he's got a minor, very minor medial ligament sprain. So we'll have to see how that settles down. It already is doing. But we'll have to keep an eye on that one. So it'll be more touch and go, I think, for the weekend. Stephen DeFord's come through it all right, actually. Had a tightness behind his knee, got off very quick. You know, Stephen's an experienced player and he knows his own body well, and especially now that he's a lot fitter, both mentally and physically. He's very in tune with himself and he got off quick. So, you know, we're thinking he's still got a good chance of being involved on Saturday.
When you're playing at the very top level, which is what you guys are now, are players well managed by your staff but also manage themselves so well that they do go, hang on, something's not quite right here? And does that allow them to play three games a week, however many games a month?
Well, some do it better than others. You know, some are so in tune with their bodies and how they know it, and some, the inner urge to keep playing through everything kind of grinds it through, and that can be good or bad. You know, the measure is to find within your own body the one that is kind of the injury where you think, no, I can get away with that, and the one that's not. And some players measure that better than others, you know, and it's a non-defining moment because we all want people to play on through, you know, the old-fashioned warrior spirit, but it's got to be commonsensical where you can play on in one game to not miss three afterwards. And I think we always try and find that balance with the players and want that immediate feedback. If they feel anything at all untoward, you've got to let us know. And sometimes I've had to make decisions for them. But Stephen's, he's wise enough to know his own body well, I think.
Aside from the evidence that we can see in the league table, and don't worry, there will be some lazy, predictable questions about that to come.
Of course.
Is the squad you've got, the fact that Matt Lowton doesn't play, someone with the experience of Phil Bardsley can come into the team, is that a real measure of how good this setup is this season?
Well, I think I spoke early season about my feelings on the squad, and I felt we had a bit more depth, we had a bit more of a competitive group because they're vying for places, and by me vying, it's a lot tighter now, I think. You know, obviously the team have gone well so far this season, the main, if you like, team that have played. But things like Bardo coming in and giving a really strong performance, you know, other players along the way, the rotation, not deliberate rotation, you understand, but by one means or another for the forwards, you know, wide areas. You know, there's players that have been moved and changed. And I think that inner competition, meaning just to get the shirt to play, and then that out of view that when we needed to, we have been able to change things or replace if someone's injured and still look a strong unit. And I think that was what we were trying to build through last season going into the transfer window. We lost good players, but I think we've brought good players in.
There's clearly no right or wrong way of doing this. For whatever reason, you've got this reputation as Sean Dyche doesn't make changes, he names unchanged teams, all that kind of thing. Is it just a case of you only make a change when you feel you need to make one rather than this rotation, you know, doing it for whatever other reason it may be?
Yeah, I think so. I like to think that players want to play, and now and again there has to be a commonsensical reason. But when you think how many games, especially midweek games you have through a championship season, well, the Premier League's considerably different. Now, I've mentioned many, many times, if you're in a club that's in Europe, that's a different thing. You've got to look at the game schedule slightly differently. But I think we get enough rest and recovery and enough pre-training towards a game to make sure the players are in good health and good mindset. And I think that's important. So when I think an actual change is needed, then I change it. And sometimes if someone has got a bit of fatigue going on, I made a change with Woody, of course. You know, I felt that, you know, it's very hard on a player to be sitting on a plane for, you know, nearly 24 hours and three different plane journeys to come back that morning and then play the next day. I felt that was a difficult one for him. So therefore, I thought, no, I don't think that's fair, for example. Other times I've changed it because the team needs changing for a tactical reason. Other times I've changed it on a gut feel. Other times you change it because, other times you don't change it because you think everyone knows what they're doing. You know, it's hard to define the actual moment and reasons why. Sometimes it's very obvious, could be suspension or injury. Sometimes the margins are very, very tight, and they normally are tight.
Is it easy for players to understand, or easier for players to understand that mindset? If you're playing well, if you're fit, if you're eligible, you're probably going to keep your players.
I think if players have the mindset that as long as they're playing well and delivering performances, and obviously it's helpful when the team's winning, for them I mean, because they're going to think, well, I've probably got an increased chance of playing again. They know by now the way that we work. They know that when players are playing well, I try and reward that I'm playing them, you know, on a consistent basis. They equally know that once that period, if they dip a little bit and they come out the side, then the next person in, not always, but I tend to give them a real go at it, you know, and playing and seeing if they can play regular and deliver performances. So I think I try and find fairness. And I'm not against rotation, by the way. It's just that I think that this group suits a certain style and how we perform and how we play regularly together. And then when it's changed, I think the value of adding the players is that they've gone in and delivered, and that the kind of structure looks good the same. You know, there's still a feel that the players know how we work, they know how to operate within our structure, and I've been very pleased with that.